Thank you. Woo. There's too many people there. I wasn't ready for that. If they told me, I would have finished my slide sooner. Thank you everyone for being there. It's really energizing to see so many people interested in NixOS. So I work at a company called Twig. My name is Guillaume. We love Nix, a Twig. If you don't know about us, check out our blog. It's okay. So while my job as work is more data science and software in general, I'm a Nix enthusiast. I started 3 years ago, could not stop since then. My rabbit hole was just managing CUDA, basically. As a Nix enthusiast, I have one thing I can't stop thinking about, which is I want everyone to use Nix. I want you to use Nix. I want you to use Nix. I want you to use Nix. I want. So before I start, does anyone not use Nix on a daily basis here? Okay, so I want you to. Okay. And to the other people in the room, guys, what are you doing? There's two people not using Nix. So, as you might know, I want to be able to make anyone use Nix. But there is a but. In the sentence, we have both. Anyone. And Nix. In the same sentence. Ideally, this is what the combination of these words should mean. Nix users know better. So, Nix is not an easy tool to use, right? In order to be completely autonomous with Nix and NixOS, you need a vast amount of knowledge to model your way. Through all kinds of problems and before you get anything to run properly. However, I am a believer. I think we can, in fact, not have this, but reach this wonderful world where everyone can use it. So let me tell you a story that happened in a company that I might have heard about. So in this company, we have Emma. Say hello to Emma. The company is thank you. The company didn't expect people to actually reply to that, and I'm delighted that you are. Thank you. I feel less lonely there. The company being rather small, she has to handle all HR by herself because she's the HR, right? So she manages the employee's contract, as any HR would. And turns out that even though the company is small, she has processed a lot of contracts. I mean, really a lot. Oops. I spent too much time on this animation, not too good to let it go to waste, sorry. She has been using a software for quite some time, you might recognize the logo, to process them all. And it has been going fine. But someday, a task comes to her so huge it's stupid. We all know this kind of stupid task, right? Let's say, for instance, that she has to go through all the contracts and find all the employees that had some specific terms. She now has to spend hours and hours and days going through all each one contract, reading, looking for the terms, etc., etc. And it is boring. It is repetitive. If only there was a way to do it without doing it manually. And as she's starting to drown in her own despair, suddenly appears in her Slack someone who says, "I think I can be of help." "It's an engineer," she says. Little does she know that it's not just any engineer. Anyway, our hero knows that she uses a SaaS to process the contract, and a SaaS often has an API, so it can be automated. So he says, "I can do it in minutes, easy as pie." He puts in his hacking gloves, starts typing furiously, and Emma is in awe. He says, give me access to your account and I will get the data on my machine and I will process it for you and I will pass it to you. But then Emma looks at him in fear. It's forbidden by law. Indeed, we now have to face a terrible foe. GDPR. You should not have access to this data or we'll be in trouble. They were this close to solving the problem. But our hero knows that it ain't easy to run a custom script on a novice computer, right? You would have to go through many challenges. Making someone use the terminal, installing dependencies, sending the code, and most of it all, fixing it because it never works on the first trial. So if only there was a simple way to run a program on someone's computer without such hassle. And if only there was. But fortunately for us, there's Nix. A single flat road for the user. So step one, install Nix. Step two, give a one-liner to run a program. Actually, just one. Okay. First one, you got the joke. But it's beautiful. And as you can imagine, this is sort of a true story. There really was an HR. There really was a company. And I can say it out loud, I got HR to use Nix, the command I just put you. So. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I really do consider it an achievement. I put it in my like tiles. I if only it could be displayed on over my head. So when I submitted my talk, I put the subtitle, and you've seen it on the first slide. It will be fine. When I wrote it a month ago, it was supposed to be sarcastic, ironic. But I was supposed to roast Nix. I'm in a toxic relationship, as you can see. But when I thought about this one story, I realized that, in fact, it did work. And that was what was incredible at the time. I was just writing a script, a Python script, in fact, and shipping Python. I've done it to some other people for the same reason, like privacy. And it's always a nightmare because people really want it to work on the machine, and you can't touch it and stuff like that. So this is why this illustrates why I love Nix. It just works. Machines are capricious. But Nix makes like a highway for us to make things run on them. It paves the way for software to not just work on my machine, but on any machine. And I think this is what makes Nix have such an impact. And if Nix can just do that, it's already quite enough, right? So is it sometimes a pain to write packages, to have to debug them, because you're using a recursive function that at the end doesn't work and you have really not the good error message? Yes, sure, it is a pain to use. But at the end of the day, if it's the only way we have to do what I just did, then isn't it worth it to know it? So my final word would be to all Nixers here, let's not make other people use Nix because it's cool tech. Let's make it because it makes someone else's life cooler. Thank you. So I have 5 minutes left. It was just a silly story to get you to breathe a bit between the interesting parts. But if you have any questions, oh, we do have questions. So the question is, in which company does HR not use Windows? Which is a great tricky question that I did it on purpose to evade that fact. Yeah, it was on macOS, as you could have seen. It was Vue. Some companies, I guess. Yeah. Yeah?
Do you use Windows?
Sorry?
Do I see you use Windows.
Yeah. So the question is, why do I use Windows? Because I can run NixOS on it anyway. And yeah, some software just don't work yet. If you can make Ableton work on NixOS, I'm taking it. Still questions. How many minutes left? Yeah? That's a very good question. So the question is, why didn't I just build a Docker image, basically, to run it? This is what I did a few years ago when I had to ship Python. And it turns out that Docker was a pain to get to use on someone's computer because there are too many buttons. Like Docker desktop to get running on someone's machine that just don't know or want to know how Docker works. Sometimes it's just like you have to turn it on, you have to wait for it to, like, it's too complex to use in this situation. Or you can argue against that, but in my case it turns out to be, yeah. And I wanted to use Nix, to be fair.
Last in the question. Problem statement, you said that you need to teach the HR person command line, package manager, appget, and then execute the script. Now, Nix kind of solved three of those things, but you still need the command line.
Yeah. Yes. So the question is, I'm sorry, I just can't get that in my head.
Encouraging you.
Thank you. So the question is, I said there were different parts of the problem to solve, like installing dependencies and moving the scripts and getting people to use the command line to run the script, etc. But there's still the fact that we need to use the terminal. I bypassed that by giving things just to copy and paste, basically. And then terminal on Mac isn't that hard to find, actually. It wasn't the hardest part. The hardest parts were getting the API key from the SAS, because you have to make people click through the UI of the SAS. Yeah, I think that's about it. Thank you, everyone.